she'd laugh until she cried. I could do no wrong. She would always save me because I was her baby. I got a call in Alabama, so come on home to Louisiana and come as fast as you can fly. 'Cause your mama really needs you and says she's gotta see you. And she might not make it through the night. The whole way I drove 80 so she could see her baby. She looked like she was sleeping, and my family had been weeping. By the time that I got to her side, and I knew that she'd been taken, and my heart, it was breaking. I never got to say goodbye. I softly kissed that lady and cried just like.
Welcome back, everybody. The second week of May, 2017. Time marches on. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. On this Mother's Day weekend, going to do something a little different in this segment. I'm going to do a little rambling, a little reminiscing. So I'm also going to do a restaurant review report here in this segment and just visit with you in a basic conversation.
A little intro music, Matty G, for Ray I's rambling,
older than
baby.
The trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze, country roads, take me home.
This Missouri turkey season, 50 plus years hunting Missouri, thought a lot about the years gone by and all the people and folks, friends and family that are gone now that I shared turkey hunting camps with. I've been doing some ramblings for a while, and I thought maybe it's time to bring some of this to the radio programming. And I'm also going to give you a little bit of turkey hunting information in this segment. So it's just going to be me and you. So pull that chair in real close to the campfire, and let's have a little heart-to-heart talk about the past, now, life, the future, and aging. I cannot believe how many years I have been turkey hunting and the things I've experienced. And one thing for sure, turkey season and turkey camp is a very, very special time. That's more about the people that you share it with than it is about the hunting. I can't believe how many of the turkey camps through the years of all the people that are gone now. So I guess that comes with age and getting older. I went to the old campsites. Hunting camps were special. They were important. It was an important part of the family. And I've always enjoyed the campfire and those that gathered around that campfire. I guess I just kind of, one of those things where you feel a little bit sad because so many of those are gone now. All those wonderful folks, friends and family that have went on. And I could probably do several shows just on the turkey camps that I've been part of through the years. One recent turkey camp was down in the Ozarks this year. Went down to Eminence. Jim Anderson, Shady Lane Cabins and Motel hosted that part of our hunt. We were going to do a river hunt. Of course, with the flooding, we were unable to do that. So we went hunting with Billy Smith. Had a great morning in the Ozarks. Really close. Should have closed the deal. But a really good part of that morning was Billy Smith took us to a new restaurant called the Rusty Gate Cafe in Somersville. And we were really due for a good breakfast place around that area, Mountain View area, Somersville, Eminence. This is an exceptional place, and the concept is really cool. The cafe is part of the cattle sale barn there. People were extremely friendly. The food was great. Good food. Definitely go back. Definitely recommend Rusty Gate Cafe, Somersville, Missouri. They're right at the corner of Highway 17 and 106 at the old sale barn. If you're familiar with that area, you'll know where the cattle sale barn is. Another thing they had in there, they had fried pies, homemade pies. Breakfast was excellent. Good service. Young lady was very efficient, great personality, and all smiles. I would highly recommend the Rusty Gate. I love that breakfast. I took a ride the other morning, drove down into the Ozarks. I was returning the Mossberg Firearms to Murray's Gun Shop down in Mountain View and thought I'd spend the day reminiscing and going back and to yesteryear and the places that I grew up turkey hunting, Belgrade, Caledonia, in that area around Johnson Mountain, Bell Mountain, Buford Mountain area. I found it real interesting, and I think you will too, is that I stopped right at daylight at places that we used to stop back in 1975 on the old gravel roads around different areas and stopped and listened for turkeys. I stopped at those same locations that we did years ago, and it was really cool because I heard turkeys at those locations. So if the habitat doesn't change, those places will always hold turkeys. Yeah, it's hard to believe some of the places that I stopped. I turkey hunted there more than 40 years ago. I guess I'm kind of letting this age thing get to me, but what had happened back in the late 60s and early 70s, would you'd park on the road, on a county road, and walk in and hunt. Well, you could only hunt one small area. And if you put continued pressure on that, if you went in there every day and then some of the neighbors went in there and local folks went in there, that's before the big rush of the public when the magazines came out, turkeys would basically shut down and you'd go in there not hearing anything. When I started guiding in the Ozarks, you needed to cover a lot of ground and find a lot of turkeys for a lot of people on the public ground. So what we did then is we'd take our Jeeps and drive the interior. We'd find some place. We always try to roost a turkey, but we'd find some place on the inside up in the hills, get close to a turkey. If that didn't work, then we'd take the Jeep and drive the logging roads every mile or so, get out and call and try to strike a bird. You found more turkeys, you covered more ground, you're able to take more turkeys like that. Well, I expanded that in later years in 74, 75, 76, where we take the exterior roads around the different mountains and the hollers and the hills and the places, even some private ground next to the public ground that we could hunt, and strike a bird before we take a hunter in. And that's what I did the other day. Here in 2017, I stopped in the exact same places where we stopped years ago, located birds and killed birds, and I heard turkeys gobble. It was really cool. I visited the family graveyards, grandma and grandpa and my great-grandpa and grandma, and all my relatives and friends of the family throughout the years. I think we all need to be in remembrance of those that went on before us and keep those memories alive. It's just really important to me. Don't want to get too nostalgic with you, melancholy, whatever the word may be, but I thought it was something that maybe we should discuss. As I went and saw some of the old communities, some of them haven't changed, but most of them had. Some of the old buildings were still there. That was pretty cool. What really made me feel old, I was out by Viburnum, and there was a corner gas station, check station. We went in there one time, me and Butch Milne and Julian Abney, who's originally from that country down in there but lived in Hillsboro at the time. He was there, and when he saw us, he went on and on telling everybody I was a Missouri State champion and what a turkey hunter I was. But when I saw that building, it was all collapsed, and then it was like it's 100 years ago, and just unbelievable. Also went through the old Enough Road that's now dead ends down at the lake, Council Bluffs Lake. We used to hunt down in there. All the different communities down through Banner, Bellevue, Ironton. I went to school in Arcadia for a while. Went to the old house. I stopped at the old gymnasium where we used to have turkey calling contests. I stopped at the Steelville turkey calling gymnasium in Potosi. It was just one of those things I wanted to do. Of course, I went up to Grandpa's farm, which is pretty much gone. But it was really special for me to go up the holler to the old farm where I was a little boy. I spent a lot of time with Grandpa and Grandma and my family. And Uncle Mon's cabin's not there anymore. It's gone. But went to the old church where Dad and Mom were married. The Sunday dinners out on the tables. Great memories. The family reunions that we used to have in all the graveyards. And, you know, we used to do Decoration Day and then it's Memorial Day. But I don't hear much about people going to the graveyards anymore. And I just felt like I needed to do that and wanted to do that. And I even went down through Hazel Creek where my Uncle Lee had a tavern restaurant. And, oh, shooting matches, I could go on forever about that. There wasn't nothing there but trees. Another thing I found interesting, one of the farms I looked for, I couldn't find at all. From the late 60s and early 70s that we used to hunt on the backside of Johnson Mountain. And the reason for that is it was all grown up into timber. The forest had taken over and the fields were gone. It was all trees. That's why you see some buildings with trees in the middle of woods sometimes. They used to be clearings. They're not clearings anymore. I know I'm rambling, but it's something that I really wanted to do. I also checked out the flood damage. Oh, the flood damage was terrible. And some of the areas when I also got stuck, I went down through around Ellington and went out a blacktop road, and there was no warning, no sign. Only got 15 miles in there, and the road was closed. The bridge was out. There was no warning whatsoever. Turn around, go out gravel roads and find my way through. Eminence really received a lot of damage, and all those rivers are still closed, by the way. You can't get on those rivers. I went between Viburnum and Belgrade and some of those old houses. There was the log houses, the original log houses from the 1800s. The ones that I really enjoyed looking at was the ones I remember as a small boy was the old-time farmhouses. Built in the late 1800s, early 1900s, that are still standing, and places that I had went to that hadn't changed at all. And really interesting, at Johnson Mountain, there was a fire tower when I was a boy. And back in the day, the fire tower was a big deal, and the forest rangers lived right there on top of the mountain. Can you imagine living on the top of Johnson Mountain, second highest point in the state of Missouri, and you're all the way in the middle of thousands of acres of timber, an ocean of timber, any direction you looked, and that's where you lived. Well, I stopped at the old Czar Tower outside of Viburnum, forest ranger tire, still has the outbuildings, the old gas pumps. It also has the original small house that the rangers stayed in, and the garage, the garage type building that housed the four-wheel drive military style fire equipment back in the day. But to see the old time gas pumps, that was really cool. So I took some pictures of that, and I have that on Facebook. All this that I'm rambling and talking about today, you can see on my Facebook page, I posted, you can see how nostalgic I was as I continued to post a lot of old-time pictures on my Facebook. So in relation to this segment, you can go back and look at my Facebook. So I'm going to shut up now. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for coming into the campfire and letting me express my thoughts and my feelings this morning. Don't want to get too sentimental, have you think I've lost my mind. But I wanted to talk to you about this morning. I just felt it was important, something that I wanted to do. So with that, we're going to move on. And this is the end of my ramblings. And we're going to see you all on the other side, baby.